Now to our first feature, written by Emma Knights, who looks back on cultural events in Norwich in 2015. Here is Sarah to tell us more.
The big weekend. Some of the world's biggest music acts descended upon Norwich in May when Earlham Park became the stage for BBC Radio 1's Big Weekend. About 50,000 music fans flocked to the park over the 2 days. Among the headline acts were Taylor Swift, The Foo Fighters, Florence and the Machine and Muse. Snoop Dogg delighted the crowds when he appeared on stage sporting a Norwich City Football Club shirt. The Norfolk and Norwich Festival. This brought an array of weird and wonderful acts to the city and county in May. Everything from free outdoor theatre to music from around the globe featured in the programme. And among the highlights was the Adnams Spiegel Tent, which provided the stage for Australian circus group Circa's headline show, What Will Have Been, and the late night Spiegel Music Show. Artist Rooms, Jeff Koons at Norwich Castle Museum and Art Gallery. This was the only place in the UK where art fans could see the work of controversial American artist Jeff Koons in 2015. The exhibition was seen as a major coup and attracted more than 50,000 visitors. Koons' work on display included everything from giant animal-shaped mirrors to basketballs to a cheerful sculpture of bears. The Go-Go Dragons, a clan of 84 colourful Go-Go Dragons, flew into Norwich over the summer for an art trail brought to the city by children's charity Break and Wild in Art. They became the superstars of the summer, and it's thought that about 1 million people enjoyed seeking out the winged warriors. Each dragon was designed by a local artist and sponsored by a local organisation, and they were joined by 120 baby dragons created by schools. At auction, 82 of the dragons raised £369,500 for Break. The magnificent obsessions of some of the biggest art names have been laid bare in an exhibition that opened at the Sainsbury's Centre for Visual Arts in September. Magnificent Obsessions, The Artist as Collector, which runs until January the 24th, juxtaposes the extraordinary collections of artists such as Damien Hirst and Andy Warhol with their own artwork. More than 4,000 young musicians took part in Norfolk County Music Festival's 90th anniversary celebrations in March. The centrepiece was a concert at St Andrew's Hall involving 200 musicians. Norwich has been treated to an array of festive treats for Christmas 2015. Snow White is the Theatre Royal's 2015-2016 pantomime. The Puppet Theatre Norwich weaved its own seasonal show in the form of Rumpelstiltskin. And the Maddermarket Theatre has invited audiences to take a trip through the wardrobe into Narnia for The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. Shrek the Musical was among the biggest shows at Norwich's Theatre Royal. The production, based on the DreamWorks film, was at the theatre for 3 weeks and delighted audiences with the story of the ogre Shrek and his friendly donkey, who set out to rescue feisty Princess Fiona from the fire-breathing dragon. The ambitious scale of the show, with a cast of 23 and a crew of 70, was exactly the same as when the show opened at London's Drury Lane and also included an impressive 20-foot-long puppet for the dragon. Norwich ended a weekend full of fun for the Lord Mayor's celebration in July. The highlight was the Lord Mayor's street procession, which saw about 70 groups take part. The return of the Gas Hill Gasp cycle race, fireworks from Norwich Castle, the Norwich Lanes Summer Fair and the Great Norwich Duck Race were among the many other events that featured in the celebrations. Norwich Fashion Week brought a week full of fashion, fun and frolics to the city in March. The annual event, created in 2010 to celebrate and promote Norwich's vibrant fashion scene, once again brought together Norwich's independent retailers and the city's thriving student fashion design community, plus professional practitioners in fashion and beauty. Norwich enjoyed a moment of movie stardom in 2015 when the latest Avengers movie was released in April. Part of Avengers: Age of Ultron was shot at the Sainsbury's Centre for Visual Arts in June 2014, and the venue features in the closing scenes of the Marvel Comics superhero film starring Scarlett Johansson, Robert Downey Jr. and Samuel L. Jackson. And Paint Out Norwich. Norwich was celebrated in paint when the outdoor art competition Paint Out Norwich took place in October. More than 40 artists could be seen out and about capturing images of Norwich with their paintbrushes over 3 days. And on the final day, members of the public joined them for a mass paint out on Mousehold Heath. Richard Bond won the competition with his painting Winged Victory, a watercolour of the Norwich Memorial by Castle Meadow, which was built to remember those who lost their lives in the Boer War.